An overview of the recently passed State Medical Marijuana Regulations and Safety Act was given to the Rio Dell City Council at their May 3rd regular meeting. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell presented the council with a summary of the various provisions. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell attended the meeting and provided an update on the county regulations and possible upcoming changes.
Just as a side note, I'll let you know the ad hoc committee, that's myself and Supervisor Sundberg, will be coming back to the board next week to discuss the reintroduction of ordinance with dispensaries in Humboldt County. As you know, we had a prohibition, we had a moratorium, and then we had a prohibition, lifting that prohibition, and we're going to look at what our dispensary ordinance should look like, what kind of restrictions and numbers we might put in, and of course, some of the other things.
Legislative aide to Senator Mike McGuire, Robert Christensen, also attended the meeting and summarized the senator's medical marijuana sales tax bill.
Marijuana User Fee Act, which would be a retail sales tax of 15% upon through dispensary sales. That's the Senate Bill 987. Funds would be collected from the Board of Equalization, similar to what you see with the sales tax. And it would be distributed back 30% to agencies, local law enforcement, and government that are affected or oversee the marijuana cultivation or sales of marijuana. And then 20% would go back to county health and human services for drug and alcohol treatment. 20% to state parks. State Parks, of course, is very important on the North Coast. Senate District 2 has more state parks than any other district, and also some federal marijuana in it as well. So many of our state parks, of course, even our local area, have been closed and are also affected by growth and marijuana grows. And then, of course, working with the executive branch, 30% would go back to the state general fund.
The council will be holding the first public hearing on the Rio Dell Municipal Code relating to the commercial cultivation, processing, manufacturing, and distribution of cannabis for medical use on Tuesday, May 10th at 6:30 p.m. The meeting will be focused on cultivation and processing regulations. The second public hearing will be May 17th concerning the manufacturing of concentrates, oils, salves, tinctures, capsules, and medicinal edibles. The city ordinance proposes limiting commercial medical marijuana-related businesses to specific zones in the city with a conditional use permit. There are multiple proposals for developing the former Eel River Sawmill site into a large commercial hub. The full text of the proposed ordinance is available in City Hall or online at theriodelltimes.com. The council also received an update on the fiscal 16-17 budget. Citywide revenues exceeding expenditures showed a $246,000 surplus. The surplus was primarily in the sewer and water funds. However, ongoing deficits in the street funds are covered by the general fund in order to balance the budget each year. The financial director wrote that the general fund is facing a crisis if the Measure U sales tax increase isn't renewed when it expires in 2020. Video of the council meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodelltimes.com. The next Rio Dell City Council meeting will be Tuesday, May 10th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.